Science is nothing but trained and organized common sense. Jai Hind, one and all. Myself, Sudarshan, Chemistry PGT, AACS, Kakarapar. I am very glad to interact with you all through this online mode. In this module, I am going to discuss the topic States of Matter for the students of class 11th. According to physical classification of matter, matter has been classified into three groups and it is based on the physical state of the matter. The three states are solid state, liquid state and gaseous state. At extreme conditions, matter also exists in two more states called as plasma state and cryoscopic state. Plasma state of matter exists at very high temperature and contains ions. For example, if you see the matter present in the nucleus of the sun and the stars, it is in plasma state. Cryoscopic state of matter is also known as Bose-Einstein state and it exists at very low temperature. In this state, all the atoms condenses and behaves like a super atom. Nowadays, a lot of research work is going on to make use of these two states of matter in a better way. Now, the main question is why matter exists in different physical states. The answer is due to intermolecular forces and thermal energy or interparticle distances. Let us see what is the thermal energy. Thermal energy, if you take this thermal energy, we can say he has a heat energy. The energy is responsible for the movement of particles in matter. This energy decides the physical state of matter and that's why it is different in different states in the order of solid less than liquid and that is less than gas. Thermal energy is the energy of the body arising from the motion of its atoms and molecules. The movement of particles is called as a thermal motion. Now the beauty of this is intermolecular forces tend to keep the molecules together but the thermal energy of the molecules tend to keep them apart. The second one is about the intermolecular forces. If you take the intermolecular forces, they are of three types. And these intermolecular forces are the forces of attraction and repulsion between the interacting particles. The three types of interparticle forces, we call it as dispersion forces or London forces, dipole-dipole forces and dipole-induced dipole forces. The first one, dispersion forces or London forces, if I take, you can see this type of forces in monoatomic gases and in non-polar molecules. This force is a temporary force. These forces are always attractive forces. The interaction energy is inversely proportional to the sixth power of the distance between the two interacting particles. These forces are important at only very short distances. At this point, all the students should make a note of this. These are short range forces, we call it. Their magnitude depends on the polarizability of the particles. The second one is dipole-dipole forces. Dipole-dipole forces act between the molecules having permanent dipole moment. Then this interaction is stronger than London forces but weaker than ion-ion interactions. These attractive forces decreases with increase of distance between the dipoles. Interaction energy between stationary polar molecule is proportional to 1 by r cube. The third one is dipole-induced dipole forces. Then this type of attractive forces operate between the polar molecules having permanent dipole and the molecules lacking permanent dipole. This interaction energy is inversely proportional to sixth power of the distance between the two interacting particles. Induced dipole moment depends on the dipole moment present in the permanent dipole and the polarizability of the electrically neutral molecule. Molecules of larger size can be easily polarized. High polarizability increases the strength of attractive interaction forces. If you summarize it, you can see that there are dispersion forces between the monoatomic gases and non-polar molecules, and dipole-dipole attraction is there between the polar molecules, and dipole and induced dipole forces are there between the polar and non-polar molecules. And the main topic of this chapter is about the gases. For a gas, we can measure the three properties, namely mass of a gas, volume of a gas, temperature of a gas, and the last one I can say pressure of a gas. And these properties are interdependent. If you change any one of the property, the other property will change. Then to study them in a better way, we have a topic called as gas laws. Then I can say gas laws give the quantitative relationship between the measurable properties of a gas. Then how many gas laws are there? We have four gas laws in our syllabus, named as Boyle's law, Charles' law, Avogadro's law, and Gay-Lussac's law. The first one is Boyle's law. This Boyle's law gives the quantitative relationship between the pressure and volume of a gas. This we can define as, at a constant temperature, the pressure of a given mass of gas is inversely proportional to its volume. This you can see in the slide number 12. We can represent as P proportional to 1 by V, or PV is equal to, we can say, constant. The same gas, if you take at two different conditions, I can say like this, P1 V1 is equal to P2 V2, or it is in a better way expressed as P1 by V1 is equal to P2 by V2. Now the important point is, what about the graphical representation of Boyle's law? We can draw various graphs for the Boyle's law. We can draw PV graph, P versus 1 by V graph, V versus 1 by P graph, PV versus V graph, PV versus T graph also. Now, if you draw any graph P versus V at a constant temperature, then the graphs are known as isotherms. Then the second law is known as Charles' law. Charles' law gives the quantitative relationship between volume of a gas and the temperature of a gas. This we can define it like this. At a constant pressure, the volume of a given mass of gas is directly proportional to its absolute temperature. Dear students, you please make a note of this word, absolute temperature. Absolute temperature is not the normal temperature, and it is represented by capital T. We should know absolute temperature before going to elaborate the Charles' law. If you take any gas, the volume of the gas increases with temperature and decreases with temperature. Now, if you decrease the temperature, the volume of the gas decreases, but even at 0 degrees centigrade, the gas will have some volume. This volume of the gas at 0 degree centigrade, we call it as V naught. Now, if you cool the gases still less than 0 degree centigrade, all the gases will become liquids. Now, you can see that all the gases will become liquids at minus 273.15 degree centigrade. And this temperature, we call it as absolute temperature. So, what is absolute temperature means? Remember, it can be said like this. The temperature at which no gas exists is known as absolute temperature. Or minus 273.15 degree centigrade is known as absolute temperature. Now, the question is how to represent the Charles' law in a mathematical way. We can show it like this. V is proportional to capital T, or V by T is equal to constant. This you can see in the slide number 15. At two different temperatures, I can write it like this also. V1 by T1 is equal to V2 by T2. The third interesting part of this Charles' law is, what about the graphical representation? For Charles' law, we can draw the graph V versus T. These graphs are drawn at constant pressure and known as isobars. The third gas law is known as Avogadro's law. About this Avogadro's concept, we read already in the first chapter. What this Avogadro's law says is the volume of a gas at a constant temperature and pressure is directly proportional to the number of moles or the number of molecules. In a better way, we can represent it V proportional to N or V is equal to K into N, where N is nothing but your Avogadro's constant. Then the last and the final gas law is known as Gay-Lussac's law. This law is also known as pressure-temperature relationship law. How to define it? This law can be defined as at a constant volume, the pressure of a given mass of gas is directly proportional to its absolute temperature. In a better way, we can represent it like this. P by T is equal to constant. Or at two different conditions, we can show that P1 by T1 is equal to P2 by T2. Then the graphs drawn for the Gay-Lussac's law are known as isochores. This is the first topic in the states of matter.